Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Here's a situation for you, Stacy.
Yes.
You're at a restaurant, you order your entree, and the server goes, soup or salad to start? What are you going with? Soup or salad?
Well, first of all, you need to find out what the soup is.
It all
depends on the soup.
It really depends on what kind of soup it is.
Also, too, if you, well, I guess you don't know until you order it, but if it's a bagged salad, gross. I want a freshly chopped salad. Thank you very much. I also love soup. 9 times out of 10, I go with soup.
Okay, because you don't want to end up like Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
You don't want to spend your life wondering what could have been.
Sir, I need a decision.
Salad. No, wait, soup! But it was too late.
Exactly!
And to this day, I still lay awake at night wondering about the soup that got away.
It's a big decision.
Because it really is.
That's what starts out your dining experience, the soup or the salad. Your whole meal is going to depend on that soup or the salad. Everyone on our Facebook page is saying the exact same thing as you. It all depends on the soup.
Yeah.
If the soup is gross, I'm going with the salad. If the soup's delightful, I'm going with the soup. So soup is obviously number one. We can say that, right?
Oh. 52% said salad or bust.
No.
Yes.
No.
48, soup it up.
You don't make friends with salad, okay?
The tables have turned.
You don't make friends with salad. Can I also just say that restaurants are getting too fancy with soup? Like,
what?
Just put chicken noodle or chicken with rice or baked potato soup. Like,
there says the pickiest guy on the planet.
There are way too many soups out there.
Never.
Like, there needs to be, like, a maximum of 15 soups, and that's it. Some soups are getting way too out of hand. Like, French onion, okay, I can understand that, even though I hate onions. But soups, they're kind of like pizza. You know how pizza is like the cauliflower crust and olives and all this stuff, you know? Soup's going down that same road as well.
Soups, but soup is what you make it. It's just basically chucking stuff in a pot and boiling it up. So we talked yesterday in the news about how come October 28th, there could be a bit of a situation at City Hall, meaning a bunch of councillors will be away, including the mayor. Mayor Charlie Clark has a conference that he needs to attend, and some other city councillors might not be able to be there. And in order for things to progress and be voted on and decided, you need a certain amount of people. Quorum needs to be reached. And if there isn't enough people there, aren't enough people there, there could be trouble. I think there was an update today that said they should be okay. But you and I were talking, and we figured one of the reasons we could, or one of the things we could do to help this situation along, was to offer our services as stand-in city councillors.
Kind of like how substitute teachers work.
Exactly.
When a teacher can't make it, you get a substitute. We should have substitute city councillors who sit in on city council meetings when they can't make it.
Special guest city councillor,
Stacey
Cooper. I like it.
Like, can you imagine if you and I were on city council? That's enough of that.
A real housewife of some place, county, Potomac. Where is that?
There are like 17 of those Real Housewives shows. I'm just waiting for like Real Housewives of Delisle to come out.
You never know.
That's a show I would watch. Like, I hate reality TV, but I would watch whatever it's called, Housewives of Delisle.
I did watch the very first one, which I think was Orange County. And it was, like, not bad at the beginning because it was the first of its kind, and now there's too many. It's gotten out of control. Regardless, one of the Real Housewives, her name is Candace Dillard. She was on an interview program on a TV station, and she was wearing a Metallica shirt. And it's not, this is, like, clearly a fashion shirt. It's got weird little sleeves with, like, glitter and a separate border. It's a fashion shirt. It's not a Metallica concert shirt.
But it still says Metallica on the front.
Yes, and she got the gears for it.
Can she name 3 Metallica songs?
3 what?
It's the name
3
of the band
Metallica
on your shirt.
So I can't do that.
How can you not name 1 Metallica song?
Well, she's clearly lived a sheltered life.
I know, but 1? Really? Enter Sandman. How does...
Maybe she hates metal music. But maybe she's a housewife of a certain county.
See, this is why we need to make Real Housewives of Delisle, because the Real Housewives of Delisle would definitely know like 10 Metallica songs.
Arena talk. Downtown arena, new arena in Saskatoon, getting rid of the old ones, time for something new. And basically, City Hall is currently in negotiations to identify the locations. secure a potential property for this, whether it's an arena, whether it's a whole entertainment district, whether it's an arena slash convention center combo, something is going to happen. We don't know what it is, but like I said, we're going to be talking about this for a long time. It's not a small project.
No, and they have narrowed down the potential sites, and it looks like it is going downtown. So if you were holding out hope that maybe it would be by the university or in a neighborhood somewhere, like Lawson Heights, something like that, it's not going to be the case. It looks like the potential locations are all downtown. Cue the angry people complaining about parking. Classic Saskatoon,
well,
right there.
And I just think when people complain about the parking, do you really think they're going to put all this money into a state of the art? It's going to be top of the line, mm-hmm. right? Like, they're going to make this amazing. Do you really think that they would expect you to find street parking for it?
No.
There's going to be a parkade underneath. Mm-hmm. They will make sure that there is parking. Chances are it'll be a little busier, you know, because people will still try and park on the street downtown. They're going to provide parking. Don't worry.
And they're going to improve transit as well. Like, before this downtown arena gets built, they have to improve transit. If we just have the transit system that we have right now in Saskatoon with a downtown arena, holy nightmare, like big time nightmare. So that's kind of another positive with this downtown arena. If it does come to fruition, we will get a new transit system, which will be faster, more efficient.
BERT.
It'll just be better in general. BERT.
Bus Rapid Transit.
The thing is, though, people are going to complain no matter what.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because some people just want to keep Sasktel Center. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. It's only 30 years old. Some people, again, want the arena in the university. Some people really want the arena downtown. Saskatoon is so split on this that no matter what, a population of the people aren't going to get their way.
Of course. That's just life.
Mm-hmm. This arena talk, it's kind of like that Cat Came Back song. Remember that one?
Yes.
By Fred Penner, The Cat Came Back. Well, the cat is the arena. If downtown wasn't an option, is there another place in Saskatoon that would be great for an arena? Because a lot of people don't want it downtown because of parking. And that's all we're going to say about it, because I don't want to hear all the complaints about parking. I can't take it. I'll lose my mind. I just park a little farther away than usual. You can walk. It's going to be okay. A lot of people are saying the university, Preston Crossing, and arena would do really, really well there. I got to give a shout out to Mark. Mark texted us 306-938-0963. Why not put it by Prairieland?
By Prairieland or like right at Prairieland?
Think about it, because they want to make this arena a convention center as well, kind of a twofer, if you will. You could just attach Prairieland Park to this new arena.
Yes.
Prairieland Park just went through a bunch of upgrades. It looks pretty good in there. It's a great convention center.
Yeah.
So we already have the convention center. We build the arena connecting to that.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of parking there.
Mm-hmm.
So no worry about parking. The one issue, though, is it's going to be pretty tough to get in there.
It would be, but of course, with something, a project of this size, mm-hmm. the infrastructure around it would for sure change,
because
you need to get people there properly. The other question was, well, then what do you do about the exhibition? You swap. You throw the exhibition over at Saskatoon Center.
Yeah.
Tons of space. The Superdogs could be indoors as well. All the convention stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect plan.
It's a really good idea.
Mark should run for city council.
There's the idea of, we need to build more roads to get into Prairieland Park. Well, Prairieland Park is kind of by the river there. We just build a new bridge connecting Prairieland Park to the other side. Classic Saskatoon.
Why not?
Bridges are the answers to all of our problems. We picked a good time to go on our honeymoon. We're leaving for Cabo tomorrow work. So we don't have to deal with all of these possible flurries and -3 degree temperatures. When we come back, they'll turn into -10 low temperatures. Yay.
Unless you move to Cabo, it's the problem's still waiting
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. The one thing about our honeymoon is we have a couple of planned excursions. We're going to an all-inclusive, but we do have some other fun activities, a.k.a. Funtivities, planned. One of those being a booze cruise. And Stacy has told me about 9 times to buy these nausea patches that you put behind your ears. I've never heard of them before.
Yeah, it's basically, and you do it the night before so the drugs can get into your system, and it just, I forget what it does. It obviously, it keeps you from getting seasick, basically.
Hugs, not drugs, Stacy. Hugs, not drugs.
You'll want these drugs. Hugs won't help you when you're barfing over the side of your catamaran with your lovely bride by your side.
Hugs are the best medicine. Move over, laughter. Hugs.
Okay.
They're the new best medicine. Here's the thing. Like, I don't get seasick. I don't get nauseous.
When was the last time you were on a boat in the ocean?
I was on a boat on Blackstrap Lake a month ago.
Dude.
Blackstrap and the Pacific Ocean, basically the same thing. Yesterday was a day that gamers all over Canada were waiting for. The Mario Kart app.
Yes.
It was finally available for download yesterday. Lots of people were excited for this because Mario Kart, probably the best game of all time. Here's the thing. It sucks.
Really?
It's really not that good. First of all, you need a Nintendo account. Like, the app is free. You download it. It's on your phone.
They make you sign up.
But you need a Nintendo account. So if you have a Nintendo Switch or something like that, you're good to go. I do not. And instead of just signing up for a Nintendo account, it takes 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't spare that much time. So I went to my friend's house who had a Nintendo account, started playing on his phone. You can't turn. You can't aim with the shells. It's really, really hard to see. It's way too fast. I sound like a crotchety old man. Like, I sound like Abraham Simpson right now, just like, hey, this app isn't that good. Back in my day, we had Pong, and it was great. But people are really upset. It's not just me. Everyone on Twitter, there are news articles about it saying that, yeah, this app, all the hype surrounding it, it's kind of a flop.
I'm kind of glad to hear that, because I'm not going to lie. I was a little concerned when I heard this was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I love all those classic old Nintendo games, the Mario Kart ones, the Mario Worlds, what have you. And I was like, great, if this is going to be available on my phone, I am going to spend useless hours playing this game. And now that it's no good, that makes me feel better. I'm not missing out.
If you want to play Mario Kart, just go and buy a Nintendo 64 for like $50. You can find them on Facebook Buy and Sell all the time, or high-tech game traders, they always have a bunch of ones there. And just buy Mario Kart, and it is way, way better. But do not get the Super Nintendo version.
Okay.
The Super Nintendo version of Mario Kart is a lot like the app. You can't turn, you can't aim. It is the worst Mario Kart, and it pains me to say that because Super Nintendo, as you know, Stacey, it's got a
special place
in my heart.
No.
If I could have a relationship with a Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. That got really creepy.
Trash pandas, also known as raccoons, however you say it.
Also known as
cats, but they get these long beaky nose things. Rakins.
Rakins.
Thank you, Ricky from Trailer Park Boys.
There's a story coming out of BC where, by the way, raccoons are like a pest.
Oh, yeah.
They're a huge, huge issue. And this man was away on vacation. Neighbor phones him, says, dude, your house has been broken into. I can see a broken screen, da-da-da. He comes back home from his trip only to find that a band of raccoons, gang, I don't know what you would call them, basically destroyed his home. Yeah. $5,000 worth of damage. They peed and pooped everywhere. They broke speakers. They broke glasses. They spilled other stuff. They chewed through things. They destroyed his home. And he can't do anything about it. He can't apparently go through insurance. I guess he didn't have his raccoon insurance in place.
Of course, yeah.
They're nature, like they're an animal. He said at the end of the article, he's like, I can't shoot him and I can't poison him.
Well, yeah, that's just really, really mean.
Yeah.
I feel bad for this guy because, again, if it were just rowdy teenagers doing this, you could get something back. It's covered in insurance, but raccoons,
they're little criminals. They're already wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
They have no respect. They've got opposable thumbs, basically, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They're just little jerks.
Like, what is this guy going to do? Take them to raccoon court? That doesn't exist. Also, that's a great idea for Netflix.
Can you imagine?